Hello everyone, my name is Carrie and this is your daily Nerd Devo. After watching the premiere of the new Animaniacs the other day, it got me thinking about reboots. As I'm sure you all in the nerddom know, reboots are essentially when a well-known story gets retold, sometimes discarding continuity established in previous media. Probably the most common example of a reboot is the Spider-Man movies, which is why we have the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, and the Tom Holland Spider-Man. Reboots are so common these days and often a source of contention or the butt of jokes amongst nerds. But what makes a really good reboot? As I said, a reboot takes a story that we already know and tells it in a new way. When done well, we get a fresh perspective on something that has become commonplace. Either a character's backstory is fleshed out in a more satisfying way, or a different aspect of a character's nature is explored or emphasized, or the material is set in a modern era to grapple with modern issues. It is important that we try to do the same when we read the Bible. There are stories in the Bible that even the newest of Christians probably know. David and Goliath, the plagues of Egypt, the story of creation, the parable of the Good Samaritan, the list is lengthy. This holiday season, we will be again presented with probably the best-known story in the Bible, the birth of Jesus. But instead of passing over these stories when we encounter them, thinking, "I know this story," we should be aware of how we are engaging with God's Word and seek to find a new perspective in the familiar. In other words, seek to reboot the stories for ourselves. Perhaps you should think about the story from a different character's point of view. What was their motivation for their actions in the scenario? Where is God in this story, and what is He doing in both the short and the long term? What are the different sides of God's character that are on display? Even the simple passage of time may give you new insights into the familiar stories of the Bible. A recent experience may give you a fresh understanding of what God is saying in and through these stories. God's Word is not stagnant. It is alive and is constantly speaking to us. In 1 Peter 1:23, Peter refers to the living and enduring Word of God. And Hebrews 4:12 says that the Word of God is alive and active. Be careful not to think that you know everything about a passage of Scripture, as there is always something new to learn when we make the effort to reboot what we think we know. Then God's Word can and will impart new life to us. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group at the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Carrie for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, don't feed the gremlins after midnight.